I'm facing a lot of problems as a women opposition candidate. One, I'm facing the problems of resources. That's one thing. I hear there are some people who are receiving funds, who are receiving donations, who are receiving assistance. We've been twinned by other, cities, but personally, I haven't received anything, and I don't even know whom I've been twinned with. So I'm facing challenges of resources, because when we do our campaigns, our door-to-doors, some people really want t-shirts, some people, not some people, everyone wants a t-shirt, everyone wants a regalia to put on. We also facing our problems in terms of food, because we when after doing our door-to-doors, we'll need some refreshments, we'll need some food to eat soon after our door-to-doors. So that's a very big problem that I'm facing as a opposition candidate, considering that all those candidates who are from the ruling party, they are having state resources, they're using state resources because they're being funded everything, they're given t-shirts, they're given food and everything. So as an opposition woman candidate, that's the very big problem that I'm facing. And also I'm facing intimidation, humiliation, and victimization. I'm really afraid to even walk around alone, just marketing myself, talking to people, because hey, there's a lot of harassment. The government should reserve wards where only female candidates can contest on their own, regardless which political party is. That's how I feel. Maybe the playing field for women candidates can be leveled. Some may sort of use the state funds or whatever way, but at least women will be at a better level to contest on their own, other than contesting with men who may have more resources than us women.